A dumb birthday game from August 6th, 1994 entertains us today here at the Vault of Silliness. The title? Well, it's The Dimpled Diva of the Dumb Birthday Game. The players. I'm in studio. The dimpled Liz in studio. The adorable Kay in studio. The lovely Lynn in studio. Jack Hart from Traffic Headquarters. The terribly excited Adam Wolf, producing and playing in studio. And the alternately dimpled Brian McKinley, also producing and playing in studio. The birthdays. Robert Mitchum. That's it. Wraps it up. No, that was all Norm wanted to do from the actual 6th. Then we move to the 8th with Dustin Hoffman, Esther Williams, Donnie Most, Deborah Norville, Mel Tillis, Connie Stevens, and Joan Mondale. Some other observations. Danny Kaye and the history of musical window washers. Red Nichols and his five pennies. Norm tells his great story of spending the weekend with Dustin Hoffman. Went with him to visit Andover High School, where Jay Leno was a student. And we hear about Norm's nose job. Episode 149, The Dimpled Diva of the Dumb Birthday Game, smiles its way to your ears in 3, 2, and 1.
But he'll be playing the game with us. Our big-time producer, hello, Tony.
Nice to be here with you too, Norm.
It is nice to be here with you, and it's nice to be just to be here. And all that. Anyway, we have a bevy of lovely ladies. We have Liz. What am I doing? What am I doing here? For heaven's sakes.
Like I said, it's a pleasure to be here with you too, Norm.
Anyway, Liz. Liz is with us. Hello, Liz. Hold on a minute while I turn microphones on. I'm doing a terrible job of this. Please say hello to me again.
Hello. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you. And you brought along a couple of friends of yours, too.
I did. They couldn't wait to get here to be with you.
I would imagine so, because they are women. They are hot-blooded women.
And they're only human.
That's true. I don't know whether I was looking for women who are only human. I have to get subhuman women, otherwise they don't look at me. Okay, we have Kay. Hello, Kay.
Hi.
Oh, that's so sweet the way she said that. Do that again.
Hi.
Hi. Hi to you.
Hello. And we also have Lynn.
Hi.
And nice to see you, Liz. You're the only Gabby one, I guess. Are you, Liz?
As per usual.
Yeah. Well, it's probably because you have dimples. You have lovely dimples.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I used to envy these guys who used to have dimples in their chin.
I have one.
Do you have a dimple?
I have one.
Yeah, you do. You do have a little cleft.
Every
there.
Time you say that, I bring that up, and you go, "Oh yeah, you do."
I guess.
You never notice me. You never envy me.
No, I guess I never look at you too much.
That's true.
But I have seen dimples in guys. When I was a kid, I used to love that, and I used to stick my finger in my chin a lot, kind of as I leaned on it, like I was casual. Yeah, I thought eventually it'd become a permanent indentation. Never worked that way.
What happened?
Nothing happened. It just got fat and flabby, and nothing much happened. You know who else we have here? Who also, I don't think he has a dimple on his chin either. I don't get to see him too often because he's out of traffic headquarters. Is Jack Hart. Hi, Jack.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay, could you turn yourself up just a little bit more?
Are you alone?
No, because you're kind of low level. Could you turn your microphone up a little bit?
How's that?
Just maybe a little bit more.
A little bit more. How's that?
Oh, that's good. That's kind of nice.
Uh-huh.
We have a room full of bevy of beautiful women with us today.
I was listening.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We also have some funny looking guys too, like Adam Wolf. Hi, Adam.
Real nerdy, right?
Yeah, kind of wimpish. Yeah, what the heck? I mean, this world is large enough for a few wimpy guys. Anyway, Adam, it's nice to have you with us.
Hey, thrilled.
Wow. Is this the way this whole thing is going to go tonight with a bunch of deadbeats?
No.
And we have Brian McKinley, who's another producer here at WBZ. He's playing the game with us, too. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Norm. Let me also say that, I
I don't have dimples on my cheeks, but I think I have them on the other cheeks. But I'm not
wow.
Sure.
We weren't even talking about cheeks, but it's nice the way you turned everything around in order to do a little suggestive line. Now, we were talking about the chin, and you know very well that's what we were talking about.
Do you have a cleft? No, never mind. I don't want to know.
Yeah. Okay.
just quickly, you were talking about music earlier, just very quickly. There's a movie that I would like to get a hold of, but I don't remember the name. Danny Kaye and a bunch of other of these professor types are writing a serious book on music, and they run into these two guys who are working in the building. It's an old movie, and they start teaching Danny Kaye sort of on the sly all about, like, boogie-woogie and things like this, and he's bringing it back to the professors, and they start getting into it, and it's a wild movie with that kind of music in it.
Huh? I have no idea about that. Mm-hmm. Do you remember who else was in it?
I don't remember who else was in it. It was Danny Kaye was a professor of music, and they were writing a book, a serious book on the history of music. And somewhere along the line, the window washers got involved. And... all they knew was the classical bits and so forth, and they were teaching them how to play, like, boogie woogie music and jazz and blues and things. And I never knew the name of the movie.
The only thing I can think of that had to do with music, he played the part of Red Nichols, who was a trumpet player and had a group called what did I just say?
Red Nichols
and his Five Pennies.
Yeah, that was the name. I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
But I don't know. That was actually the name of one of his movies. But it doesn't sound like what you're saying is the one I'm thinking of.
No, it's not that at all.
Why do you want it, Jack?
Why do I want it? Because it's a great movie with great music in it.
Hmm? Okay. Well, maybe later on we'll ask for people to call in, and I'll bet you somebody will know. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, listen. Hold on while I turn to the big birthday. But there aren't too many people born on this day.
It's the 6th, right?
Today is the August 6th. That is correct. Aren't too many. So what we'll do is there's only one that will guess, and then the rest will be the ones who were born Tuesday, August 9th, and they were, Monday, August 8th, and there were a ton of people born then, well-known people. Okay, August 6th. Robert Mitchum was born August 6th. This is his birthday this very moment. Tony, how old do you think Robert Mitchum is on this day? Let me tell you about him.
Winds of War, right? When he was in that one.
Yes, he was. He got his start in the Hopalong Cassidy films. He's also a New Englander. He's from Bridgeport, Connecticut. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor in G.I. Joe. He appeared in the TV miniseries Winds of War and War and Remembrance. He played villain Max Cody in the original Cape Fear. He was in tons of other movies also.
You used to do don't you do an imitation of Robert Mitchum?
I do it, yeah. Watch this. See, people listening can... It's not a vocal thing, it's with the eyes.
It's the eyes.
The eyes are
attached. Right, I remember that.
I used to work with a guy named Leo Egan at WHDH. He also worked here at WBC at one time. He was a newscaster. And his eyes also, his eyelids also were always at half-mast. So we used to talk about giving away special pictures of Leo with his eyes all the way open, which were kind of classic, and hardly anybody ever came across them. You could say the same thing for Robert Mitchum. Yeah.
Then they named the deodorant after him later on.
Mitchum's, that's right. That's right. There was a guy lying in bed saying... I only have to use this deodorant once every 7 years. It really sticks to you and makes you smell so nice for years. Remember that one?
What does Mitchum smell like anyway?
Don't ask me, man. I don't know. I never wanted to get close enough to him to find out.
Not him, the deodorant.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Robert Mitchum, he's...
What does he smell like?
No. I didn't want to know that. I have no idea.
I see. I'll put that down here.
He's probably...
N-I for no idea.
No idea. 75.
Okay. Adam, what do you think?
Half-mast.
Half-mast.
Yeah.
And his eyes...
81?
His eyes are 87. what did you say? 81, Adam?
81.
Adam says 81. And Brian, what do you say?
I'll go with... 78.
78.
Are you talking into a mic, Brian?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking into my fist, Tony.
He's talking into his shoe. I can see him. He's talking into his shoe.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
See that guy on TV, the Private Eye fella.
Yeah, no, he picked that up from Don Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And, Kay, let's go to you next. What do you think?
You startled her.
Yeah.
You woke her up.
Well, you know, 81.
You say he's Robert Mitchum's 81. What do you think, Liz?
Being that I have no idea, I'll say the year I was born, 71.
You'd have no idea who Robert Mitchum is?
No, I have no idea when he was born.
Oh, I see, but you know who Robert Mitchum is.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Who doesn't?
You're so foolish to ask a question like that. What is wrong with you?
That's so
silly, man. Silly man.
And Jack Hart, what do you say?
69.
What do you think, Glenn?
I'll say 83.
You'll say 83. Okay. He's a 77.
Oh,
did I so
me?
Brian said
no. Brian.
Yeah, Brian said 78.
Oh, I said 75.
Yeah, you said 75. You were both very close.
Missed it by that much.
You missed it by that much.
That was supposed to be Don Adams. Because
I know it. I was trying to do that too.
That was more of a.
That's when
what's
Lionel
his name?
Barrymore.
Lionel Barrymore.
That's when he auditioned for the part against Mark.
Yeah, he said, yes. I missed it by that much. If I had only kept going, I could have probably had a teeny George Bailey. You come in here crawling on your hands and knees and ask me to give you money.
And that was his last breath.
Yeah, he died right at that moment. That's right. Okay, that's all I got for this date.
That was it.
Yeah, that's it. You know, the bunch
there's
of other
no one
names.
Else born on this date.
No, there were several others, but not people that you would
just
normally know.
Well, we may
I'll
not
throw you a few names at you.
Yeah, we won't.
How about
guess,
Stephanie Kramer? She played D.D. McCall on TV's Hunter. You know that?
Yeah, that could be
okay.
One.
Okay, well, that could be one. But we have very well-known people born on the August 8th, so I thought we'd skip to that.
Stephanie would be disappointed that you said that about her, but if you want to skip to the next day.
Dan Walker, former Illinois governor. You wouldn't care to guess his name,
no,
huh? No. He was actually born in San Diego and became the governor of Illinois.
That's intriguing.
Isn't that intriguing?
Not really.
Ray Buchtenica appeared on Rhoda and House Calls.
Ray Buchtenica, huh?
B-U-K-T-E-N-I-C. Maybe it's Buchtenica.
Jack, what was he on Rhoda?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Wasn't he the doorman?
No, that was Lorenzo Music, who's also Garfield.
Yeah.
Sir Freddie Laker, the guy who started Laker Airlines, and also...
Aren't they sunk now?
As a matter of fact, speaking of sinking, he brought in that movie on the Titanic, Sink the Titanic. That was his movie. He produced that.
You mean Raise the Titanic.
Raise the Titanic.
Sink the Titanic.
Well, he would have been successful if he'd said that. No, but Raise the Titanic, he had no success with that. But people like that. We also...
you're right.
Soleil Moon Frye.
Oh, Punky Brewster.
Yep.
Oh, you knew that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Says she had a breast reduction at age 15.
Wow.
Huh.
Reduced from what?
I have no idea. And people like that. Anyway, so we'll go to Monday.
Your stomach.
You're talking. Why don't you turn your microphone up a little bit so we can hear you when you're interrupting?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What was that, Jack?
I said that they were up by her shoulder. She had them reduced down towards her stomach.
Yeah. It was better off when you didn't hear them before.
Yeah. Let's turn them off. Okay. Born on August 8th, a number of people, including Dustin Hoffman. Okay, he was named after a silent movie cowboy, Dustin Farnham, whose mother loved Dustin Farnham. That's how he got that name. Mm-hmm. Appeared in the soap Search for Tomorrow. He won an Oscar in 1980 for Kramer versus Kramer and in 1989 for Rain Man. Mike Nichols gave him his break when he cast him as Benjamin in The Graduate in 1967. He was in Midnight Cowboy, Little Big Man.
Hero.
Ishtar. Also, people don't like to remember that one. Hero, yeah. And he portrayed Mumbles in Dick Tracy. Remember that?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He took ballet lessons for his role in the movie Hook, which was another bummer.
You have all this information about Dustin Hoffman. And
yeah.
You had about two lines on Robert Mitchum.
That's correct. I spent the weekend with Dustin Hoffman.
I love this story. I've heard it before, but
I tell it every chance I get.
They haven't heard it yet, so it's going to be all new. It's like a new audience. It's like doing a Broadway show every night.
Well, I spent the weekend with Dustin Hoffman. No, he was in town to campaign for Gene McCarthy, who was running for president in 1968. So they're looking at me who is this?
Warren Bowen, then.
Yeah, who is this man with this big mouth telling us these boring stories? But he was, and he was campaigning, and I was campaigning for him, too, I must say. And so we traveled around places. One of the places we traveled was Andover High School, and in the audience was Jay Leno. I didn't find that out till several months ago when Dustin Hoffman turned up on Jay Leno's show, and Jay said, I saw you when I was at, you were campaigning for Dustin, for whatever his name is, Gene McCarthy, when I was a student at Andover High School. Is that a coincidence? Do you find that exciting, girls?
Yeah. I can hardly control myself.
Well, you're just like the girls that I took to the senior prom. And I took several of them because none of them could last the entire night. Okay, Dustin Hoffman.
So I'm sorry I spotted you.
No. But I was
rehashing that story.
There I was sitting in the car with Dustin Hoffman, and he was saying...
And the girls were chasing him around.
Yeah, they were chasing... Well, we had a lot of that, too. Yeah, the teeny boppers.
They weren't chasing him around. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to slight you, Norm.
No, they were chasing him around.
Okay.
We had to make sure that between... him and the door, there were no people, so he could get out of there quickly. No, they were. He got of the car. They were kind of crazy. And they would yell obscene things at him. They really would. And he would say, I remember one time he said, sure, where were you? He couldn't hear him because we didn't dare roll the windows of the car down. Where were you when I was in high school and had pimples and really wanted you? Well, that usually goes over well, better than that. Okay, Dustin Hoffman, we'll start with Lynn. What do you think?
Oh, 56.
56.
It's a tough crowd, Norm.
This is the toughest audience.
It's a tough room.
I'm never going to play this room again.
Just think, you got to do that little stand-up thing. If it's anything like this, you won't be up there too long. Man.
Yeah, I am going to do a stand-up thing. I don't remember the date.
You can tell that story again.
Sure. I don't think so. Jack, what do you think?
Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman.
50. I should have been doing the math.
That's right.
But I didn't, so I'm going to have to say 54.
54. Okay. Liz?
I'll say 57.
Okay. And Kay?
52.
52. Okay.
Right.
Brian, what do you say?
I'll go with 55 since no one's taken that.
Okay, because you can guess even what somebody already has taken. There are no rules about that.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. But if you like 55, you have 55. You got it.
I don't want it.
Okay. Adam, what do you say?
He was in Tootsie, too, which is a pretty good movie.
Oh, it was an excellent movie. It was one of my favorites. That's right. He was great in that.
Tootsie. Marathon Man.
Marathon Man, yes, he was.
Fantastic film. Yeah. Great movie.
Was that the one where Sir Laurence Olivier was doing terrible things to his teeth?
The dentist, yeah.
How about 55?
55.
Who asked you?
I did.
Oh,
sorry. Tony.
56.
Who asked you?
I had time to do the math.
Okay. The actual answer is 57. You were close. And Liz said 57.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hold your applause, Ray.
Until we introduce the entire head table.
You know, she won the last time, and she got your tacky prizes.
And I did.
Did you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, don't repeat what they were.
There was no autographed photo, though. I was very upset.
There was no autographed photo?
No,
did I promise an autographed photo?
You did.
Oh, I'm so terribly sorry. I'll give you two before
you
leave today.
All right.
Okay.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Something to look forward to.
No.
You're looking right at me, and you want an autographed photo. Well, What kind of a bunch of lunatics are we talking with? Esther Williams. You know Esther Williams? Mm-hmm. Okay, let me tell you about Esther Williams, the woman who's always hitting the right side of her head, trying to get water out of her ear. She's the swimmer. She starred in many of these swimming extravaganza movies of the 1940s. I think she actually starred in only one, and they kept repeating that with different names.
It's like the polka syndrome.
Which one?
It's like the polka syndrome.
That's right, yeah.
There one was polka was written.
And that's a thousand different names.
Yeah.
There was a composer, too, that they said something about. They said he didn't write 32 symphonies. He wrote one symphony 32 times. And I forget who they said that about. But Esther Williams she starred in one movie that they kept making over and over again. She was married to Fernando Lamas.
You look wonderful.
Marvelous, that's right.
It is better to look good than to feel good.
And, darling, you look... Oh, no, wait a minute. Brian should be doing this. Brian did a fantastic Fernando Lamas when we were in school together.
Okay, can you do that now?
Ready?
Yeah.
You look mouse.
Excellent. That's very good, Brian. You could build a whole career on that. Do that for us just one more time.
Go through the whole thing.
You look marvelous.
You do, darling. You really, Norm. You really do.
This is
something else. This is a show.
Hidden talent.
Okay,
it's gonna work out well on your show, isn't it?
Because Fernando Lamas also was married to Arlene Dahl, who's an extremely attractive woman. I think I don't know which one is the mother of the Lamas boy. What's
Lorenzo
his name?
Lamas. Lorenzo Lamas.
Lorenzo Lamas.
Renegade.
Yeah. Anyway, her stepson, Lorenzo Lamas of Falcon Crest.
Her stepson.
So yeah. Obviously. So and I just got to that line there. I should have read the rest of this before.
Yeah. Come to rehearsal every once in a while, you know?
Well, I've got big things to do. But she was, anyway, Esther Williams was married to Fernando Lamas till his death in 1983. Her stepson, Lorenzo Lamas of Falcon Crest, credits her with much of his success. I don't know whose success he's talking about, Lorenzo's or Fernando.
You lost me there, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Esther Williams is who we're guessing. And we'll start with Brian McKinley and his orchestra. What do you say, Brian? How old do you think Esther Williams is, or will be, on Monday the 8th?
72.
He doesn't have much personality, does he, when he's, unless when he's imitating Fernando Lamas.
I'm thinking.
Oh. That was a very lame excuse.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Why don't you have a personality, Brian?
I'm thinking. You can't have a personality and be interesting if you're thinking all the time. Okay, Jack, what do you say?
Esther Williams. Esther Williams. 73.
Esther Williams is 73. That's right. As you know, she is the daughter. Maybe this is a good clue, too. She's the daughter of Robin and Ted Williams. Not the same Robin Williams you're thinking of.
No.
This is a woman Robin Williams.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Or what about the Ted Williams that we're thinking of?
Yeah. Ted Williams isn't the same Ted Williams.
Same one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tony, what do you say?
Oh. Well, I'll have to dive right into this.
Oh.
Swimming dive.
No diving in the shallow end.
76.
I think he sunk.
Yeah, that's the spirit. Right? Thank you very much. Yeah.
I'll bet some of the other guys who are on all night are getting a big audience today.
Matter of fact, I'm listening to someone else right now.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. I was listening to
Jim Bohannon.
Jim Bohannon, yeah. I wish you'd give his name more often. I can never think of it. Kay, what do you say?
I'm going to say 77.
77, says Kay. Okay, and Lynn?
78.
Okay, Adam, how old do you think Esther Williams will be on Monday?
75.
I'm sorry.
And Liz? Did I just do Liz?
No, you didn't do me.
No, I didn't do you.
I didn't see any.
You did not do me, yet I'd remember.
Well, you might not. Most women just fall asleep or giggle.
picture.
Okay, what do you think?
Try 71.
Try 71 is exactly right. Were you cheating on this? Because you get the last two, you get right on the button.
Bow to me. What can I say?
You just guessed them both.
Guessed them both.
Okay. You're not only adorable, but you're a big liar. That's the way I like my women. Okay, so far we have Liz has got two correct answers, and Brian has one.
Mine too, they are.
Yeah. Okay, Donnie Most played the loudmouthed redhead
Ralph Malph
on Happy Days. Donnie Most.
I can't believe he's in this book.
Wow. Yeah, he's in this book, Donnie Most. Okay, we'll start with you, Brian. How old do you think Donnie Most is?
Donnie Most, 38.
He was 38 during the last season of Happy Days, wasn't he?
Oh, I'm thinking of Donnie Wolf. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I'm thinking of that new kid on the block.
You want to give a different answer? Is that what you're suggesting?
Oh, all right. 42. I reserve the right to change my answer.
Okay, as long as you're kicking off with the first one. Nobody else can change their answers.
Thank you.
It's a rule I just made up. Liz.
Norm.
I didn't mean to yell at you.
That's
like
okay.
That.
I'll say 45.
45. Okay. And Lynn?
52.
Lynn says 52. Wow. And Tony says...
52, huh?
Yeah. He had a walker in that last season.
44. Okay, Adam?
Well, I can't change it. It's too late.
No, so it's much too late. Oh, exactly. Too late. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, late. Adam, what do you think?
48.
You notice how precise his diction is? That's really 48. Pretty nice. Okay, but just try to do it with a little less spit because you're going to electrocute yourself on that microphone. Kay, what do you say?
43.
Kay says 43, and Jack?
40.
Jack says 40. 40. Okay, the answer is 41. Nobody said 41, but Brian said 42, and Jack said 40.
So those would be the two of his answer. Did he say 42?
Yes, but that's okay.
Put a little note there, a little footnote.
That'll be an asterisk.
That because he changed his answer.
It'll be an asterisk in the book of records.
Thank you.
So we have Brian with two correct answers, and Liz also with two, so we have a tie here.
And everyone else is...
Well, Jack has one, and the rest of you have already zilched. No, Lynn and Kay.
I believe the
term Adam,
is goose egg.
Tony. Yes, I would say.
Yes.
Bunch of goose eggs.
Bunch of goose eggs.
Okay, how about Deborah Norville? Remember Deborah Norville? She's back on network television again. She is from Dalton, Georgia. Jean Pauley's replacement on the Today Show. Remember for a little while, and everybody used to make fun of her and stuff. But she's back, and she's doing television, and she's doing radio and stuff. Yeah, she's quite active in
it.
What's that, please?
Look at everyone shake their hands in here.
You remember Deborah Norville now?
No idea.
A couple years ago, she was actually pretty attractive.
Yeah,
she still is.
Blonde hair.
Her hair's too short now, though. She had a kid, and then she got that matronly look. They all cut their hair if they have kids.
Yeah.
Jack and I have had this discussion before.
One
thing we can't stand.
Too weird.
As you can see, Tony has no children.
So, Jack.
And if I did, I wouldn't cut my hair.
Jack, what do you think? Do you really kind of feel warmly toward Deborah Norville?
Oh, delightful. She's a good-looking woman.
Yeah. She's kind of a sexy-looking woman.
Hey, contain yourself now.
I'm sorry.
Come on. Settle down.
She's not at all sexy. I was just going to say that.
No,
not right at all.
There you go.
But very good. As a newswoman.
Oh, excellent.
As a news person,
that's right, too.
She's darn good at it. You betcha.
Boy, she's great,
Boy, yes, sir.
She's really something.
She can get a story together.
Yes, sir.
Just like that.
Get that story together.
Doesn't move her eyes a bit when she's reading the story off the cue cards.
And you're looking at her eyes too.
Let's see. Hey. She's 35.
Okay. And Kay, what do you say?
36.
There was kind of a little couplet there, wasn't it? Kay, what do you say?
Yes, it was.
Huh. That was nice. Okay, Brian, what do you think?
I'm going to go with 38.
Brian's going to go with 38.
Where are you going?
This time, not changing.
Okay, 38. Adam?
35.
Adam says 35. Okay, and Liz?
Well, because I'm tied with Brian, and I don't want him to get a point above me, I'm going to say 38.
Okay, same as what Brian says. A good strategy.
See that?
She picked up on this game right away.
Yeah, she really did.
Do you have any advice for the people who don't have any answers?
No.
Lynn, what do you think?
37.
Lynn says 37. And Tony?
36.
36. 36 is correct.
Yes! I can sleep tonight. I got an answer.
Okay, you and Kay made it to the scoreboard.
We're on the board.
Yeah, so they're on the board. The only
no longer losers.
Only Adam and Lynn are not on the board. However, we still have a few to go.
Oh, okay. Right.
Including Mel Tillis. He was born Lonnie Melvin.
Mel Tillis?
Yeah, Lonnie's stuff. He has stammers except when he's doing songs. He doesn't stammer when he sings. Lonnie Melvin in Tampa, Florida, changed his name to Mel Tillis. He has written over 500 songs. One or two of them are even almost singable.
You got to get that twang, though.
Yeah, that's right, because he is a country and western singer,
I wonder you think he stutters when he writes, like when he wrote these songs?
He might.
It might have taken him 25 years to write these songs.
Might have, yeah. I remember the one I liked best of all was, "When I was a lad, an old shep was a pup over fields and meadows with room." I love that one, yeah.
That was his?
No, I made that.
Oh, okay.
That is a song, but he didn't write that.
What about Hello Bluebird? Was that his?
Let me see. All day long, I jump and run about. You can always hear me. No, that wasn't his either. No.
Let's have another cup of coffee.
Have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. No, that wasn't his either. No.
Obviously, if you know all the words to this guy's music, then he must be... well, over 50, maybe, you know.
Will you keep a civil tongue in your head, Liz, please? Nobody's asking you. Anyway, Mel Tillis has written over 500 songs, I think I said, including, here's what he really did write. Oh, okay. Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town.
Jack?
Yeah.
How much, a few bars?
Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town.
You know Detroit City also? Can you have a little bit of that?
Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City.
That's pitiful, isn't it?
That was pretty bad.
Oh, that's awful. His biggest hits, I Ain't Never and Good Woman Blues.
Oh, you must know that one, Jack.
Good Woman Blues. No,
I once had a woman. She left me for somebody else. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got the Good Woman Blues. Oh, no, that isn't it either, no. Anyway, his autobiography is titled Stutterin' Boy.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Like his nickname in high school. Yeah. Hey, look at it, Stuttering Boy.
Anyway, he was in the movies Smokey and the Bandit 2 and WW and the Dixie Dance King. Certainly been in some top movies, hasn't he?
What a resume this guy's compiled.
Okay, Mel Tillis. We will start with, start with you, Lynn.
67.
Lynn says 67, and Jack Hart says?
54.
54. And Liz?
59.
Okay. And the lovely Kay?
58.
The lovely Kay says 58. Okay. Brian, what do you say? He's doing shtick.
57.
Yeah. Very good. 57. He's doing shtick. That was really nice. He's breaking out of
personality, you know?
Yeah, I know. You're breaking out of your shell. That's really nice. Adam,
could you stutter as Fernando Lamas? How about 51?
51. Okay, and Tony?
56.
56.
I'm not wasting any time.
Okay. Mel Tillis on Monday, August 8th, will be 62.
Wow.
So, well, actually, Len said 67, but that wasn't the closest. Let's see. The closest would have been 59, I think, that Liz said.
Thank you.
Yeah, Liz was just 3 years off.
What is this?
Yeah, Liz, that's Liz who's got three correct answers.
Hey, you know.
Yeah, she's the three closest. Liz, you're just walking away with everything.
That's right. Walking away a winner.
You're walking away a winner, and you're going to get us some junky prizes and everything. Some tacky, tasteless, worthless things.
I was showing her the prize drawer with it, so she'll know what she's going to get.
There's a couple that I want specifically sent to me.
Oh, this she actually wants some of our tacky prizes.
Oh, well, that's kind of, we can just give it to her. We don't even have to mail it.
There you
but,
go.
But the game isn't over yet.
No, it's not over. That's
it was
true.
It's over before you all walked into this studio, okay? Cam's
fighting for
all right.
Connie Stevens. Also
yeah,
born.
The boys, right?
Born Conchetta Ann Ingolia.
Mm. I see we should get Stevens out of that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, she starred in the TV series Hawaii and I as Cricket Blake. It's a long way from Conchetta and
Ingolia. Not called you Cricket Nathan. You always wanted to change Norm. We've gone through Buck Nathan, and how about Cricket Nathan?
Cricket Nathan is good. No, I wanted to be Jim.
Oh, yeah, I know. But you bought like a nice tough nickname, like Brett, you know, the forecaster, the meteorologist, Brett.
Cricket Nathan would be nice. Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be very nice.
If you want it to be like a tough name, you could like, instead of cricket, it could be locust.
What about Mantis?
Mantis Nathan.
Yeah,
Mantis
that'd be good.
Nathan.
Yeah.
Mm.
I could become a clergyman and become praying mantis Nathan. Yeah, that'd
bada
be good.
Boom.
Okay. Who's this Miss Showbiz you brought in with? Anyway, she played that role, Cricket Blake, from 1959. To 1963, and she had a hit record in 1960 called 16 Reasons. And she now has a line of cosmetics called Forever Spring. You'll find her on some of these shopping networks, things.
Really?
Cable, yeah. And I smear this along my nose, and I've actually taken off about 2 inches from my nose, which used to be a terribly large beak. Yeah. I don't know whether you know this, and speaking about noses, I had a nose job myself. I know a lot. I've never admitted this before. I used to have this little cute little upturned nose, and nobody believed it. So, yeah. And it didn't look real, you know.
Yeah.
But that's the nose I was born. It was just adorable little upturned thing. So I had a nose job, and I had this big beak put on there to make it look myself look more realistic.
Hold the glasses on.
I don't know what you said, and I don't care to have you repeat it. Okay, Connie Stevens. Now, let's start with you, Tony. How old will Connie Stevens be on the 8th?
Oh, Connie, that's 35 years ago was the series, right? Well, the beginning of the series. 59, you said?
Let's see, did I say that?
Well, let's just go 34 years ago.
59, yeah, 59.
34 years ago was the hit.
Yeah, 34, 35 years ago.
She was probably when she had a hit song.
So 1960 was the hit record, yes, right in the middle of all that.
Maybe she was like that.
Yeah.
And that's
nine. Oh, God. Carry the one. Could be a while.
Square shoes.
Why don't you just get him an abacus?
Square. And she's got a line of cosmetics now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Does she look younger than her age?
Oh, well. Depends on what her age is.
Yeah, that depends on her age. I certainly can't tell you that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 57.
50.
That's not even the answer. I came up with doing the math, but...
Hey, 57.
Yeah.
When you add in the cosmetic line.
I'll write the actual one I came up with, so if I'm correct later on, then you can see. All right?
No,
like kind of like a Kreskin thing. Yeah.
Who wants to see? I mean, if your answer,
I thought someone cared.
Nobody cares. Nobody even likes you. Not even a little bit. Adam, what do you think, Connie Stevens?
When was 59?
I'm sorry. What are you mumbling? You're mumbling something that.
Yeah, the series started in
59.
Yeah.
63.
That's when the series ended.
Yeah, the Internet series, they did it right from 59 to 63. So you figure she's 63. Okay. Brian.
Yes.
Hello.
I shall go with 59.
Are you, can you talk right into the microphone?
I'm sorry. I'm pulling back. I'm trying to watch TV at the same time. But no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
He splashed on that personality now, didn't he? No. Got a bottle of personality back there with
he
you?
He sounds like Rick Duart. Is he
what a cut.
Oh, Rick is a producer, watches television while he's on duty all the time. I don't know about now, but he used to. Okay, Brian, how old is Connie Stevens? Now, I call the shots right open.
I know.
At my age, you can get away with this
That's
stuff.
That's right.
Worst they can do is fire you, so yeah. What the heck. Okay, what do you think?
59.
You really watching television?
No, I... Rick to be on, but...
Yeah. Rick never really watched television. I made that up.
Right.
Kay, what do you think?
62.
I beg your pardon?
62.
Everything she says is so
cute.
Adorable.
It is.
It's really cute. Right? It's really cute. Liz, what do you say?
60. Nice round number. 60.
You look like a...
Don't say it.
No. You look like a friend of one of my daughters. Oh. Had a friend that looked just like you.
What a privileged
the same,
child.
Same face
until that horrible disfiguring accident.
No, as a matter of fact, we barred her from the house. She was an obnoxious little kid. Don't you bring that kid home ever again? You hear me? Now you do look
what
a lot like her,
to
which
say,
is
saying, what are you trying to say?
Oh, she does voices too. Isn't that sickening? The other one did too. We're having dinner now, we would say to her. Get out of here. Jack, what do you think?
Oh, let me see. Connie Stevens. 57.
57.
Did I say? I'm sorry. I said 57 also.
You also did say 57. Yeah. I'm glad you said Connie Stevens, because I tell you the truth, I forgot what we were talking about. Lynn, what do you think?
62.
62. Why can't you be nice like Lynn? Why can't you, Liz?
I feel bad.
What do you mean? I thought I was being nice.
She's the granddaughter of the woman I took to the senior prom, I swear to God. Connie Stevens is 56, or will be 56.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you get a point?
The 57s do get the point, yes. Yes, there was nobody said 55.
What did Brian guess?
So,
what did Brian guess?
Brian said 59.
Oh, good. Okay.
No, so you're still leading. You have three.
Cool.
And Tony has two, and so is Brian has two, and so does Jack, and Kay has one.
All right, Kay.
Okay, so we'll go
come
to. Here's the last one coming up now. Right. This is Joan Mondale. She is the wife of the former vice president, Walter Mondale of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. You know, even when he was in office, I never heard her name mentioned. To this moment, I did not know the name of his wife.
Really?
I'm shocked to find out it was Joan.
I'm shocked to even find out he was married. I just never heard her mentioned at all, even when he was running for president.
Hmm. Yeah, she was born Joan Adams.
Well, that's the reason why.
In Eugene, Oregon.
Wow, didn't she sign that? Oh, no, that was John Adams.
No, it
wasn't she, old.
No,
wow.
It was Joan Adams. It was a misprint on the Declaration
he was
of
a
the Constitution.
Yeah, he was a cross-dresser. Wow. Next on Jenny Jones.
That's right.
Cross-dressing fathers of history.
That's right.
Why do you think they wore those wigs?
And he fell in love with his son's girlfriend's grandmother. Okay, Joan Mondale. Let me see. Let's start with you, Kay. Okay, what do you think? How old Joan Mondale? And he was vice president of the United States. I remember.
76 to 80.
I have no idea, so I'll say 57.
56.
76 to 80, right?
76 to 80.
Grits and Fritz, they used to call them.
Grits and Fritz.
Right. Before Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Defeated Carter. President Carter.
Okay. You saw that look on your face every time you mention the man's name.
Well,
Carter is involved in that habitat thing you were talking about earlier.
Yeah? Yes, that's right. And I hope we will have a chance to talk with him about that in a few weeks.
A few weeks. Try next year, Norm. I told you, he's booked for the rest of this year. He always put pressure on me.
I'm putting a lot of pressure on you, and I want you to mention my name, because he'll love me. Anyway, Adam, what do you think? How old is will Joan Mondale be?
55.
Isn't that a plaintive kind of question?
Well, actually, a form of a question.
Yeah. But he said it in such a pain way. 55? Don't hit me.
I got to get one here, you know?
I know. Well, maybe this will be it. Liz, what do you think?
Well, I can't say N-I for no idea, so I guess I'll go with 48.
40. Okay. I like it. Nobody really knows, but everybody laughs at everybody's answer. Okay, Lynn, what do you say?
60.
See? People are going to laugh. Okay. Jack.
56.
Okay, and Brian?
58.
Brian says 58. And Tony?
57.
57.
Again.
Okay, says 57 again. Now, this could be a chance to tie Liz, if you're correct, or closer to the correct answer than anybody, so we'll find out what that is. Joan Mondale will be 64.
Whoa! Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I believe Lynn...
She's an old woman, ain't she?
Oh, I don't think so.
Older than I thought. I guess 48. Come on, now.
Yeah, no, actually, like Lynn said 60. So Lynn is actually the closest.
Oh, right.
And Lynn, you were only 4 years off.
So Adam ends up being the only one with nothing.
He's still got the goose egg.
Yeah, are you ashamed of yourself, Adam?
I'll just come back tomorrow and try the whole thing over again.
That's the American way.
Listen
that's
to the American. Spirit.
That's something.
That, hey, wait. That is the American way. Good. So let's hear it for Adam.
Yay!
Get him on. Really nice.
For tonight, he's still a loser. So.
Yeah. But he's not going to remain a loser.
No.
And you're never really a permanent loser when you get that kind of an attitude. You remember that. Understand that?
Yeah. People say all those things, and then they lose again and again. Don't you get sick of people telling you that after a while?
If you have that attitude, though, you're really not a loser.
And then again, they go and screw something up, and they don't... Never mind.
Norm, I have a question for you.
Yes, yes.
I was talking to a fellow that I work with today.
Yes.
Okay? And he told me to ask you this.
Yes.
A fellow by the name of Bob Clayton used to work for WHDH.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
He told me to ask you.
Yes.
If Bob were still alive.
Yes.
Would he or you be older today?
No, he would be older. He is still alive, by the way.
He passed away.
No, he did not pass away.
Oh, he didn't? Well, I got him dead and buried. Forgive me, Bob, listening.
What is your definition? What do we mean when we say death? No, he's alive. He's a lawyer, and he's practicing down on Hyannis.
I didn't realize.
And he is older than I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How much older?
How much older?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know his exact age.
I was told to ask you that.
Yeah.
I will relay the answer.
Okay, you keep saying that as though the fact that you asked a really stupid question, you don't want it to be on your own head.
Exactly.
You're
going to
blame somebody else.
No,
it's not a bad question.
Okay.
No, Bob would be a little bit older. He's older than I am.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good for you that he's still alive. That means you have a few good years left.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Anyway, I want to thank you all for playing the game.
Oh, Liz did.
Liz did. I think we said that.
Yeah.
No, Liz had three correct answers, and Jack and Tony... And Brian all had two correct answers. Mm. Kay had one, and Lynn had one. Okay, and I think we established the fact that Adam had none. He's coming back tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we were cheering him on.
So Liz gets the
Liz
book
gets
that she wants out of the prize drawer.
Take it to the prize drawer. It'll save me from sending out them.
I want to get one mailed to me. I feel special when a package comes with my name on it from you. With that little personalized letter and your signature, just
we save a lot of money if we don't.
$2.90. Come on. Give me a break.
I didn't get a paycheck this week.
That's kind of nice. I think it's only fair that we make the station pay for something.
That's right.
Okay. We'll mail it to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Just leave your name and address, your phone number, and your measurements with Tony, and we'll send those along to you. You really do have adorable dimples,
well,
though.
Well, thank you very much.
Anything else you like?
No, I don't. I never said I liked adorable dimples. I never said that, not for a minute. Hey, I want to thank you, Jack.
Yes.
Have a good trip, Jack.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, that's right, too. You're going on vacation.
I'm going on vacation.
When are you leaving?
I'm leaving next Saturday. I'm taking a little bit of a trip I'm taking a little bit of a trip, but next week I'm taking one for a good few days.
Going out to Southern California?
You bet.
And where are you going in between then?
Where am I going in between?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and forth to work and... You know, maybe to the store and get a nice...
No, wait a minute. You said you're going on a trip. Are you not?
No, I'm just taking a short jaunt tomorrow. I got taking a quick ride to Baltimore, but coming back on Sunday.
A short jaunt to Baltimore.
This guy lives the life,
as
doesn't he?
As opposed to a long jaunt to Baltimore.
Yeah. I didn't want to take the long one. I took the short one.
Okay, well, anyway, we'll talk to you about traffic in a little bit. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please like, subscribe, and share, and support the show by becoming a patron on Patreon. The link is below. We reach all the way back to 1991 for next week's episode, the 150th. Thank you all for continuing to be here every week for our little dose of silly. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For half-mast eyes, having no idea, talking into your shoe, swimmer's ear, and over high, Jay Leno, hidden talents. Adorable, big, lying women. Keeping a civil tongue in your head. The Good Woman Blues. The Dixie Dance Kings. Crickets, locusts, and mantises. Calling the shots. Cross-dressing fathers of history. The letters N and I. Having a few good years left. Coming back tomorrow to redeem oneself. Rummaging through the prize drawer. Short jaunts to Baltimore. Brian McKinley, Adam Wolf, Jack Hart, and the dimple-loving Norm Nathan. I'm the cleft-chinned Tony Nesbitt.